Hello, welcome to the Homeschool 5 in 10, the podcast where every episode is filled with five of the best homeschooling takeaways, tips, and resources in 10 minutes or less. I'm your host, Kathy Gosen. Let's get started. Hello, everyone. I am very excited to have my friend, Dr. Melanie Wilson of the Homeschool Sanity Show on the Homeschool 5 in 10 today. She's a Christian psychologist turned homeschool mom of six, author of Grammar Galaxy and The Organized Homeschool Life, and one of the featured speakers at the Great Homeschool Conventions this year. Welcome, Melanie.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm looking forward to our chat.
As an expert in all things grammar, today, Melanie and I are going to be discussing five ways to make grammar fun. But before we get started, I want to remind listeners that this interview is being video recorded as well as audio recorded. So if you like to see facial expressions, don't hesitate to skip on over to YouTube to like and watch the recording of today's interview. I'll include a link in the show notes. Well, let's get talking all things grammar. And when I think back to my days of learning grammar in the classroom, I think of diagramming and pages of worksheets and the memorization of rules and the exceptions that left me really confused more than confident. But grammar doesn't have to be like that, as you have proven in writing Grammar Galaxy. So what are some ways we can make grammar fun?
Well, first, we want to introduce humor into the process. And one of the easiest ways to do that is to look for grammar mistakes. And a tip for doing that is in finding great grammar mistakes that are funny is to search for memes and jokes and cartoons related to the topic that you are teaching. So, for example, you can search for punctuation mistakes, and you will find all kinds of great memes and cartoons that you can use in your teaching and save for later. Some of these are not going to be appropriate for kids, but what I like to do is have a Pinterest board where I can save the memes and jokes that I find and pictures to a board for teaching grammar. And then when I'm ready to show my students, then I can pull up that board.
That's a great idea. A few weeks ago, I posted on my Instagram page, I think you saw it, where there was actually a grammatical error on a garlic jar. And I had my kids try to find that error. And it was fun because they got to be little detectives and figuring out what the problem was. So that's a great idea. What is another great way to have fun with grammar?
Well, one of the things that I noticed when my kids expressed their extreme distaste for grammar studies was that the sentences we were working with had no meaning to them. They were disconnected from story. They were disconnected from their experience. And I realized I didn't have to use those sentences. In fact, I could have my kids generate sentences that were similar to what was in the textbook or the workbook. And their sentences could be funny. And we could work with the sentences that they generated and get their buy-in and interest into the grammar work that we were doing. Even if you're going to diagram sentences, it's a lot more fun to have your kids create the sentences themselves.
I love that. And I also love, you've said it twice now, like, humor makes a big difference. And your Grammar Galaxy, it has humor in it, and it's funny. And your sentences that the kids actually work on, they relate to the story. So it's relatable to something that they're doing, which is totally makes it much more fun. I totally agree. So in creating fun sentences, they can always think of like pets. They could talk about their pets, or they could talk about something funny that their dad said. I mean, there's a lot of ways they could go with that. Well, what's another way that they can get fun with grammar?
Yeah, so homophones are a common problem with grammar. In fact, we see it all over the internet where people have used the wrong homophone or homonym. And here's what I mean.
Yeah,
here's
there you what go. I mean. For all of those that we don't remember our grammar days. What is a homophone?
Right. So one of the most common ones that we recognize is the word there. There are three ways that we can spell it. T-H-E-R-E, which means a place. T-H-E-I-R, which means they possessed something. And then T-H-E-Y apostrophe R-E, which means they are. It's a contraction for they are. And so what we can do to help our kids remember the difference is have them create their own pictures, their own picture flashcards. I have created a number of these picture flashcards for people, for my kids using Grammar Galaxy, but I encourage them to create their own, because when they personalize it, it will be so much easier for them to remember the difference. And there are so many homophones that you can create these picture flashcards for. And I would recommend using an easy-to-use graphics program like Canva that already has all kinds of line art that could be used to create these cards.
I think that's a great idea. And that tip works well with vocabulary as well, because my daughters, they every day with a new vocabulary word, they are now using that tip to create a comic strip to go with whatever vocabulary word they are trying to remember. So that's a very good tip. Let's talk about another way. So we have talked about so far, talked about finding mistakes and how that's fun. We've talked about having the kids create fun sentences. It could be silly. And we've also talked about creating pictures to help them remember homophones and vocabulary words. So what's another way that you can have fun with grammar?
That is to play games. There are so many amazing games developed to help kids learn grammar. So I have a huge list of free grammar games that you can play with one child or multiple children that are completely free to play and use. That I will give you the link to that, Kathy, for the show notes page.
That'd be great.
But there are also online games that teach grammar concepts that kids have a blast playing. And then finally, there are a number of board games that will teach grammar concepts. And I have a list of those too. So if you're looking for a great gift idea for kids that is also educational, a language arts board game is a winner. And we have had so much fun as a family playing these games over the years.
That is cool. In a few weeks on the Homeschool 5 of 10, we are going to be talking about using Alexa in our homeschool. And there's actually games that you can play on Alexa as well that are all about grammar. So make sure you guys tune in for that as well when that comes up, because there are lots of different kinds of games, both online as well as board and card games to play. Awesome. All right. So we have one more left. What's your last tip?
That is to use story. I was very surprised when I realized that one of the reasons kids, many kids, at least my kids, hate grammar is because it doesn't reference anything. There is no context for the sentences, if you will. And so I set about to change that by creating Grammar Galaxy, and the stories in the curriculum explain the why of grammar, why we need that concept of grammar, because when we don't have it, there is chaos in the galaxy. But you don't have to use Grammar Galaxy in order to use story to teach grammar. You can have your kids create stories of their own for why we need pronouns, for example. Why do we need them? Why did they develop? Have them create a story about why pronouns developed. In Grammar Galaxy, pronouns are word creatures. They're living beings. And that is a fun way to learn grammar. Have kids come up with their own stories about why we have these concepts and what happens if we don't use them. Just for example, if you don't have pronouns in your language, you are going to be struggling, because imagine playing a board game together and you can't just say you, you have to use the person's name every time, and you can't reference multiple people without saying each and every one of their names. And it's a great way to help kids remember these concepts.
I remember when my middle daughter did that exact lesson in Grammar Galaxy, and it was so fun to watch her because you use a story, and in the story, there's no pronouns for this particular time. And she was like, oh, they need to add pronouns, Mom. It's awful. And anyway, so it's really great to take the pronouns out of a story and then see if they can figure out what is missing, too. So that's really cool. Well, these are some great ideas, Melanie, and thank you so much for joining us today. You can check out Dr. Melanie Wilson's Grammar Galaxy as well as her other resources at funtolearnbooks.com. Be sure to check out the link in the show notes as well as the link to her podcast, The Homeschool Sanity Show, where she shares her helpful tips on parenting and time management and curriculum each Tuesday. Also, tune in next week as we talk about the pros and cons of Apologia's worldview curriculum. If you are looking for a curriculum to guide you as you discuss political and scientific hot topics in your home, then this is the one episode you don't want to miss. See you then. This concludes today's episode of the Homeschool 5 and 10. If you enjoyed listening to today's podcast, please leave a review on whatever platform you are listening on and click the subscribe button so you don't miss an episode. All links mentioned in today's episode can be found in the show notes on thehomeschool5and10.com. Thanks again for listening to today's Homeschool 5 and 10, the show where I share the best in less.